Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisavo, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, the 387th daf in Shas is Psachim, daf Samachay, the last daf in Perek, Tamid Hanishchat. Our daf will discuss the sprinkling of the dam on the Mizbeach, and particularly how the Shvichas Hadam for Karban Pesach is different for other Karbanos. That will be on the bottom of Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. We will then talk about the three groups that we learned on the Mishnah on Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. And those who were in the last group, they were called Atzlanim, that they weren't quick in being one of the first to bring the Karban Pesach. The Gemara then will analyze the statement of the Mishnah that described that on Shabbos, when the Kohanim would clean the blood from the Karbanos of Arif Pesach, the Chachamim were not happy with that, then the Gemara will discuss the implications for that statement in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara then will discuss the rejection of the Chacham of the idea of catching the blood of disparate and different Karbanos, Karban Pesach, in one cup and then spilling it onto the Yisod, and particularly what was bothering the Chachamim with that idea. The Gemara then, since it talks about the Taruvos, begins to discuss Bittul, when we're dealing with dam, the idea that a smaller amount of a liquid could become batel into a larger amount of liquid. And then essentially our perek will end discussing a little bit of the bringing of the Ivarim to the Mizbeach. That will conclude perek Tamen Nishchat, and we will begin a new perek and its new Mishnah, and that will bring us onto Daf Samach Vav. Bezer Hashem, let's begin. Eight lines from the bottom on Samach Dalet on the Beis. The words of the Mishnah were, Koyein HaKarov, Eitzal Mizbeirech, Zarko Zrika Achas. We learned yesterday that the blood was passed along, and finally when it reached the Mizbeach, so then the Kohen who was closest to the Mizbeach did one Zrika Keneged HaYisod by the bottom of the Mizbeach. Mantana Pesach Bizrika. Asks the Gemara, who says that the Pesach is done through Zrika? Rashi explains what's behind the question. Let's see that Rashi inside, four lines from the bottom. Who says it's done l'mei rachok, says Rashi, v'lo b'shvicha b'nachas, and not in a simple form of pouring. Makriv hakli l'kosel ha-mizbeach, that you could simply bring the utensil close to the mizbeach. What's behind this question, says Rashi, because later on, all the way in the end of the Masechta, on Kuf Chaf Aleph, we learn that Pesach, according to one man d'Amar, is b'shvicha, is supposed to be poured. Meiri from later on in Kuf Chaf Aleph is quoted as adding that when Shvicha is done, it is done in a calmer fashion because one's attempt is to get all the blood on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. Contrast to Drika, where it's understood that only part of it will reach that point. And our Mishnah used the expression of Zrika, so why did the Tana use the expression? Zrika Amar Chizr Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Sanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, as Domam Tizrokam Zbech Veschogam Takdir, the Pasuk in Bamidbar says that the blood is supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Pasuk in Parshas Koach is referring to a Bechor, and Chazal Darshan, Domoy Loi Nemar Elo Domom, Chelboy Loi Nemar Elo Chalbom, Limeid Al Bechor Umayser Upesach. Even though the Pasuk is talking about a Bechor, but as you take a look from Perek Ezum Mikoma, Bechor and Maiser and Pesach have very similar halachos, and therefore we put them together. Shein tunin matan domim veimurim legabe mizbeach, that they need as well to be sprinkled onto the mizbeach. And Rashi adds, what we're bringing out is not shvicha, not to be poured, but it's supposed to be sprinkled. Rashi explains that the drasha of damay veloy damam is why did the Torah Akdoshim, when it's talking about bechor, say damam. The answer, according to Chazal, is that we're trying to bring out that the Bechor is part of a larger category, which, as we know from Perek Hezel Mekomon, includes Maiser and Pesach. Incidentally, this is definitely a drush of Chazal, because the simple reading of the Pasuk is, Ach Bechor Shorah Bechor Kesah Bechor Eiz, Loisif Dekoyd Hashem, as Damam Tizrak. The simple reading of the Pasuk as Damam, it's in the plural, because we're talking about different types of Bechor, whether it's an ox or a lamb, or a goat. But Chazal are understanding, no, that damam is referring to different types of karbanos. Period. Minolon detunin yisod. How do we know that the sprinkling is supposed to be done at the base of the mizbeach and not higher up, as it is usually done with most karbanos? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya zrika zrika me oila. We learn exera shava zrika zrika from the carbon oila. Ksiv hacha is damam tizrek al mizbeach. It says over here, the dam is supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach in regards to the bechor, as we saw before. Uksiv hasam zarku b'nei arayin ha-kalim noim estamay al mizbeach saviv. And in regards to carbon oila, also, zrika is used, and the expression zrika al mizbeach is used. Ma oila tuni yisai, just like the carbon oila. The dam is sprinkled on the yisai, af pesach nami, toin yisai. So to the carbon pesach, the dam should be sprinkled at the yisai of the mizbeach. The Gemara in the top of Samachem and Aleph immediately asks, v'eila gufa minol, but how do we know the carbon oila is supposed to be sprinkled on the yisai? Amar krav el yisai mizbeach, ha'oila. The pasuk in Perek Dalet in Vayikra pasuk Zayin expressly states, "Veis kol dam hapor yishpoich el yisoid mizbach ha'oila." Dal darshin alma oila tuna yisoid. We learn from this that the oila also needs yisoid. Again, this is a drasha. The pasuk is talking about the par koyin hamashiach that its dam is poured by the yisoid of the mizbeach, which is the mizbeach ha'oila, and Chazal darshin that the pasuk is referring to it as the mizbach ha'olah to tell us that the ola needs to be at the yisod. We continue two lines from the top. Yotze kat rishayna. The Mishnah describes that the first kat finished their karban pesach, the second kat came in, and then the third kat. Tana he nikrit already. The second kat is called kat atzlanis, the group of lazy people. Says the Gemara, "Valisagi delat achia may havelu lemevad." There wasn't enough room. So what should they have done? Says the Gemara, no, we're still critical of them. Afil hachi b'ayla uzuzay nafshayu. They should have gotten there even earlier. Kedisayim Rebbe Yom, yev shel oylam b'loy b'aysem. The world needs the perfumes. U'b'loy borsi also needs tanners. Asher mishum nasay b'aysem. If you work in the perfume business, then you smell good. Oylam mishum nasay borsi. Woe are to the people who need to be tanners. V'yev shel oylam b'loy zecharim b'loy nikev. The world needs both men and women. Asher mishum banav zecharim. Praised and lucky is a person whose children are boys, Oiloi Mishabanim Nikevis. And woe to the person whose children are girls. There are different explanations about why Chazal view it this way. Point over here is, you need to have three groups, but the best group to be part of is the group of the Zrizim. K'maseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos. The way they would deal with the Karban Pesach during the week is the way that they would deal with it on Shabbos as well. However, when they began to wash out the blood on the floor of the Mizbeach, so then the Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, it was done Shelo Baratzu Chachamim. Shelo Baratzon Man. According to who was it Shelo Baratzon? Which opinion and which group of Chachamim would not be happy? Amar of Chizir Shelo Baratzon Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would not be happy of this. Di Rabbanan, because if we're talking about the Rabbanan, why would the Rabbanan have a problem? Ha'amri shvusu. What was the prohibition that they were doing? Later we're going to see in the Braisa that they were in violation of cleaning the ground. The Gemara will tell us what exactly that prohibition is, and the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that not only is mechabed, which means to sweep the ground in Isur D'oraisa, but also meidiach, to clean the ground with water, to clean the ritzpah, the floor of the mizbeach, would be an iser d'oraisa. But if we'll be going according to Rabbanan, di Rabbanan amri shvusu, it's only an iser d'rabbanan, v'ein shvus b'migdash, and we have a rule that we've seen many, many a time, that iser d'rabbanans do not apply in the migdash. Mahi, what is this machlokes between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim? This is another important machlokes in the Hilchos Shabbos. Desanya, our focus for many of the halacha from the daily dafs lately have not been, unfortunately, halacha lemaisa from kachim, because we don't have too much of these sugyas as halacha lemaisa. But many sugyas of Hilchos Shabbos have come up. Here's another one. This time we learn that a brayse echad achoyle v'hamechabetz v'hamegaben kegroigeris, someone who milks an animal, someone who puts milk in the udder of an animal in order for it to congeal, someone who makes cheese the size of grogris, as well as hamechabed, someone who sweeps, vamirabets, and someone who sprinkles water on the ground, varode chalas dvash, and someone who takes off the combs of honey, b'shogeg b'shabes chayv chatos, hizid b'yom tiflokes harboim div Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that it's an issur d'oraisa. V'chacham mayrim echad zeh eino elo mishvus. Chacham disagree and hold it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Bezras Hashem Yizbarach for the halacha of the daily daf, we will see Tosas's explanation of what's behind the machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. We will go with Rashi's explanation for the daf, where Rashi is masbir that mechabed and mirabates, when you sweep and when you sprinkle the water, then it makes holes in the ground, and therefore it's an isur d'oraisa. So now, the question is, if it was shelo b'ratzon chacham, that would only make sense that cleaning in the Beis HaMikdash the blood of the Karban Pesach from the ground should only be a problem according to Rabbi Eliezer and not according to the Chachamim. And why is it that the Mishnah says carte blanche shelo b'ratzon chacham? Ashi Amar Fil Tem shelo b'ratzon chachamim v'Rabbi Nasan hi. Even according to Chachamim, the sages would not be happy. The sign of Nasan Amar Shvus Tzricha Itiru, a Shvus that's necessary to do in the Mikdash that we were matted. Shvus She'ena Tzricha Lo Itiru, but a Shvus that wasn't necessary that Chazal weren't matter. The Gemara now begins to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, which is repeated in the Braisa over here, that says that they would catch the blood from different karbanos in one utensil and then pour it onto the Mizbeach, and that wasn't accepted. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Koisei Malim Midama Taruvas, the Braisa records this as well, that they caught the blot, the dam, from different animals. Shemi Shafech Dama Shalecha Mehen. It was done so that if one of the karbanos, when it was put in a particular cup, all of the blood had been spilled out, so then you have this insurance. It's an insurance cup. That you also have another cup with the taruvas of many different karbanos. Amr lo, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham didn't like that. But that blood was not caught into a utensil. This blood from the Dama Taruvos did not fall directly into a utensil. It had fallen on the ground and had mixed around with other blood, and then it was put into the kais. That is not Niskabel Bekli. Ask the Gemara Mino Yoda, how do you know that it hadn't once been caught in a utensil? The Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Chafein Lamed Beis described that if you have blood that was once Niskabel Bekli, and then it falls into the ground, and then it is taken again into the kli, the carbon is kosher, and it's considered as if it was niskabel b'kli. Elahachi karmelai shemen on niskabel b'kli. How do you know that it had once been accepted into the kli and then fallen to the ground? Amalehen afani lo amarti elo b'niskabel b'kli. Rabbi Yehuda says that was the case I was talking about as well, where it was known that it had once been mekabel b'kli. Menol yadi, but now how do you know? Kanim's reason. Answers the Gemara that the Kohanim was the reason they were able to keep track that this blood was blood that had once fallen into a kli, had gone into a kli shares, then had fallen to the ground, and then it was scooped up again, then it would be kosher. Asking the Gemara, is reason, if there is so is reason, they are able to keep track which blood is which, amai mishtapich, then how did it spill in the first place? Why did it not stay in a kli? Says the Gemara, interesting phenomenon. Agaz risayu, to Avdi Mishtapach. Every once in a while, because there was a reason, it causes the kli to tip over, and they're doing so many things fast, and the dam would spill out. Period. Asks the Gemara, how can you use that dam? But that dam is also mixed up with the dam hatamtsis. Dam hatamtsis is the contrast to the dam hanefesh. The dam hanefesh is the blood that escapes with the dying of the animal. The dam hatamtsis is the dam that comes out after the animal is already died. The dama nefesh is what's brought for zrika, not dama tamtis. Ask Gemara, v'alav dama tamtis murvbo, don't you have also dama tamtis that's mixed up on the ground as well? Says Gemara, b'yehuda l'tamei, no, that's okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, dama dama tamtis, dama al yehu. Rabbi Yehuda holds dama tamtis is also acceptable. To sanya, this price appears in Krisus in the beginning of Dalet and Beis, wells in the middle of Chulin, on Ayin Dalet, dama tamtis b'hazara. Someone eats blood of Dama Tamtzis, that's Nisar Lav, but not punishable by Karis, because there's a distinction between the Dama Nefesh and the Dama Tzamtzis. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Karis. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Karis. Ask the Marav Amar Rabbi Lazar Moed Rabbi Yehuda Inin Kapara She'ena Mechaper. But didn't we learn that Rabbi Lazar had quoted that even though Rabbi Yehuda considers the Dama Tamtis the same thing in regards to Yisra Vechila's Dam, nevertheless, in regards to Kapara, in terms of it functioning for Zrika, it's not on the same level. Shenemer ki Adam hu Banefesh Yuchaper, Dam Shenefesh Yoitze by Mechaper, Dam She'ena Nefesh Yoitze by Eina Mechaper. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not on the same level in terms of Zrika, that it's not Mechaper because only Dam and Nefesh is Mechaper. Says the Gemara, a different pshat. Ela Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, but there's another reason that Rabbi Yehuda does not have a problem, and that is that even though the Dama Tamsis is mixed with other blood, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, ein dam mivatel dam. And that is that the dam that is kosher does not become batel in the dam posel. Some of Farshim explained that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that min b'minai is not batel. If you have two things that are of the same type, even if there is a greater amount of the other one, nevertheless, it does not become batel. The Gemara now has a continued interaction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that is based on the above machlokes. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, we learned in Braisa, Amalar Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, who held that even if kosher blood was mixed with non-kosher blood, it could still be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and they would take some of that blood, that if we knew it was once in a kais, they would take it again in a kais and pour it on the Yisoid. But according to Chachamim, Lidiv Reichem, according to you, Lama Paikin Es Hazar, why did they stop up the Hazar with the blood? You can't even pour that blood in the Mizbeach because you hold that you're not supposed to fill up from a Dam Taruva. So why did they do it in the first place? Amalo Shevachu L'Bnei Aaron She'echu Ad Arkvoseim B'dam. It is a praise, it is something beautiful, Bnei Aaron, that they are so involved with the Karban Pesach, and that there are so many Karbanos Pesach, that they would walk up until their knees in blood. Ask Zemara, is that appropriate? V'alka chayitz. But isn't there a chatzitza that's being created between their legs and the ritzpah? And we learn, in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that you have to have the Kohen's feet, the flesh of his feet, have to be on the ritzpah. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim, and says, V'alma mebeiz, v'alka chayitz. Asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Lachu, if it's moist, then it doesn't prevent, create a chatzitza. Because the signs we learned in the Braisa, Adam, Via, Dio, Vachol, Vadvashi, Veshim, if these things are dry, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuf, Chaf, and Zvachim, Lamed, Hey, tell us that the halacha is that they are chatzitz. Lachim, but if it's moist, ain't chatzitzim. Ask the Gemara, Vachom, Svasvi, Manayu, their clothes are going to get dirty. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yimigodav, Mitushtashin, Vavadad, Adasa, Psula. The Kohanim's begadim are going to get bloodied. And the halacha is that begadim that are sullied, you're not allowed to do avodah. V'chitema d'madlu minayu, that they lifted up their clothing. Madlu is to lift. They lifted up their clothing so it wouldn't get stained. V'atanya, but didn't we learn midevad? Mido kimidaso shloi chaser v'lo yoser. He's not supposed to make it larger or smaller. Answers the Gemara, the area was around the Mizbeach where there was so much blood, and in that area, Baholacha Seivarin, when they would take Seivarin, then they would be able to roll up their clothes, their pants, and the reason for that, Varim Lekevesh, when they're going to Kevesh, to Lav Avodu, it's not considered an Avoda. Ask the Gemara, Veloi, taking the Seivarin is not Avoda, the Deboi Kuhuna, Avodi, the fact that it needs a coin tells us that it's considered avodah. The same hikri according to Kol Mizbech, Chazal Lecha Seivarim Lekevesh. Chazal Darshin, again in Zvachim on Yudalid, that the bringing of the Evarim to the ramp is considered avodah. Ella, no, the dam was at a different place. Ba'olechas Eitzel Ma'arocha, when they would take the wood up to the Mizbeach for the Ma'arocha, which was the area of the fire on the Mizbeach, that is clearly not avoda. Then they were allowed to roll it up. D'lav avodi. Ask Gemara, but what about the other times? Bolechas Eivarim Lekevesh, when they brought the Eivarim to the ramp, Ubehelechas Dam, Miyahach Hechiazli, how did they go? The blood was there at that time as well. The Gemara tells us something fascinating to answer that question. The maski aitzdavi. Rashi explains that for the shechita of the Karban Pesach, because they knew there was going to be a tremendous amount of blood on the ground, they had these steps, almost like a porch made of stone that was on top of the ritzbah that would serve as a platform for the Kohen, and the blood did not reach there. The Mishnah told us, Ketzatolim Mavshitin, told us how they skin the animal, Karvetzias Amarim, Nosum Magis Laktira. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that the one who did the Hefshet, who skinned it, was the one who brought it for Haktara. Ask the Mara, Otu Gufe Avimekate Lohu? Is the one who put it on the plate, the one who was able to be maktir it? He's a zar. Says the Gemara, Emo lahaktir and al-gamizbech. It doesn't mean that he was maktir it, but rather he put it there on the plate in order that it should be brought as haktar al-gamizbech, which of course was done by a kohen. We learned in our Mishnah, Yatzasa kat rishona, that the first kat went out to the harabayis. Tana kolecha vecha noisim pischoi ba'oiroi. The way they would do it is they would put their Karban Pesach back into the skin, and they would sling it over their back. Amarav, Rav added, Amarav Elish, excuse me, Tayus, that this process was like the Arab merchants who would swing things over their backs. Hadron Aloch Tamin Ishchat, Baruch Hashem, we finished a beautiful perek in Maseches Psachim, perek Dam Nishchat. Tamin Nishchat. We've just done the Daf Yomi. In fact, my first cousin, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, many of you might derive benefit from some of his work. He's one of the many, many contributors to the Hamasifta Gemara, the Daf Yomi Hamasifta, as well as the larger Masifta. You take a look at your title page amongst the 50 or 70 names there of people who contribute to that amazing work. His name is there as well, Rav Chizkio Kaner. So he just put out a sefer on the middle prakim of Maseches Pesachim. He's already written on Maseches Menachos. Now he wrote on these prakim in Maseches Pesachim with the Lamdus. We have just done the Gemara Rashi, and important for us to keep in mind, my cousin, by giving his sefer to me at this time, reminded me that there's so much here that's more than the Daf Yomi that we're zocha to do together, but at the same time, we're placing the building blocks that Be'ezer Hashem we should have the familiarity of Shas to be able to go deeper and deeper in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Let's begin the next Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Mipesach Doicheness HaShabbos. These are the things that on Pesach are Doche Shabbos. If you're bringing Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechali Yos B'Shabbos, this is what you could do. Shechitaso, the slaughtering, Zrik Hazdamo, the sprinkling of the bud, Umichu Krevov, and to puncture the intestines with a knife in order that some of the waste should come out and not cause them to smell. Vaktaris Chalovav, and to bring up the fats and the murim on the Mizbeach, Avot Sliyasa, but the roasting. Vadachas Krevov, and the cleaning out of the intestines, Eina Dochanes HaShabbos. That is not Tocha Shabbos. Harkavaso, putting the Karban Pesach on your shoulders, that was described at the end of the parak just a few moments ago. Vavasa mechutz l'tchum, and bring the Karban Pesach from outside the tchum. V'chatichas yabalto, and if it has a blemish of a wart on the Karban Pesach, ein doichenes haShabbos, that is not doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer doichen. Rabbi Eliezer holds that one can be doiche Shabbos for these things as well. This is a famous machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We learned in a Mishnah previously in the Daf Yomi about 150 Dapim ago. On Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, we learned about the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that Machshirei Mitzvah are also Doche Shabbos. For example, when it comes to Mila, the Machshirei Mila are allowed to be done on Shabbos for the Mila itself. So too over here. Rabbi Eliezer is of the same opinion. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer here presents his argument on the first wide line on Samach Hayamabez. V'aloi dinu, ma'im shchita shi mishum malacha doiches haShabbos, shchita is ma'im mishum malacha doiches haShabbos. Elu shi mishum shvus lo yitchu es haShabbos. All of the above are a shvus. So that should be doche Shabbos. Wow, interesting. Here, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the tchum is a shvus that's doche Shabbos. I have on the side of my Gemara that in the year Tavshin Ayin, I noted that the Rambam explains the Mishnah in a different way. He does not learn. Here we're talking about Tchum, because the Rambam Lishitasa holds Tchum is the Raisa. And here Rabbi Eliezer's argument is expressly that Tchum is only Midrabanan, and the Rambam learns, therefore, that this is only the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He goes out of his way to make this point, but he says, we paskin that Tchumin is Doraisa. So really, there are two points, according to the Rambam, that Rabbi Eliezer is disagreeing here with the standard approach. Either way, Rabbi Eliezer's argument is that if Shechita is Doche Shabbos, certainly the above, which are Shvus, according to Rabbi Lazar, would be Doche Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tov Yechiach. No, Yom Tov will prove you wrong. Shitiru bo mishum melacha, that Shechita and Bishul are permissible on Yom Tov, v'asa bo mishum Shvus, yet nevertheless, the Shvuyos still remain. The Yisrei de Rabbanon. I'm Rabbi Eliezer, mazeh Yoshua. What type of raya is this, Rabbi Yeshua? My raya, reshus l'mitzvah. How can you bring a raya from Bishul, which is a case where we allow you to cook for achilas reshus in regards to the diyun of a mitzvah? Hey, Shev Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva had another comeback. Hazah tochiach. I'll prove it to you from the sprinkling of a tmei mace that his seventh day falls on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, that if he wouldn't do the Zrika, he wouldn't be able to bring his carbon Pesach. Nevertheless, he's not allowed to do Hozah. She mishum mitzvah on the way and some mitzvah. He mishum shvus. Vein it oiches ha Shabbos. Afato alta tam alelu. Shafu pi shem mishum mitzvah. Even though cutting off the Yabels is a mitzvah. Vein mishum shvus. Only this Rabbanon. Lo yitchu es ha Shabbos. Nevertheless, it won't be doche the Shabbos because it's only a machshir. We will pick up Ezer Hashem for tomorrow's daf. Right here, two lines from the bottom, Amar Loi Rabbi Eliezer, of course will Bezer Hashem summarize our Mishnah. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Samachei in Meseches Psachim, and we will now go, Bezer Hashem, to the Halacha from the Daily Daf.
Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, the Halacha topic from Daf Samachei in Meseches Psachim is an important topic in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the topic of Psik Reisha. What does Psik Reisha have to do with Psachim on Daf Samachei? We had a machlokis in the Gemara between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether a person is allowed to sweep their house on Shabbos. Did you know that's a shaila, whether you're allowed to sweep your house on Shabbos? Well, it's really not a shaila bizman hazeh, the Mechaber says in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, because nowadays we have floors. In those days, though, when they didn't have hard floors, where they had dirt, so then in such a case, the Gemara describes a machlokis between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim that by sweeping on those soft floors, there's going to be a problem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a din d'oraisa, while according to the Chachamim, it is an isur d'rabbanan. Again, our topic today is not about sweeping. Why is it not about sweeping? Because our floors are different. But we're going to see that even though the phenomena that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim describe is not nogea halacha l'maisa, there are other issues that are important as well, that come out of this machlokas. Tosos on our daf, and Dibra Masna Mechabit, as well as Tosos in Shabbos, on daf Tzadihei. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Tosos in Sanhedrin also, on daf Pehei, that also discusses this topic. We'll just deal, two Tosos is enough for halacha from the daily daf. We'll deal with two of our Tosos. And Tosos asks a question. What exactly is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says you are making holes, and the Chachamim say you're not making holes? Is that the machlokes? Al Karchach says Taisis la psik reishahu. Did psik reisha lo avishari the Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan? According to the position of Rabbi Shimon, it says a dover shein miskaven is mutter. If it's inevitable, then it's going to be awesome in Atar. So how could the Rabbanan say it would only be awesome in Rabbanan? Isn't there a problem in Atayra to do the sweeping? So Taisis gives his teretz. Basically, according to Tosfos, what emerges is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon was a machlokes. Tosfos learns that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan is a question of what is this individual's das in regards to when he's doing the gumos, when he's sweeping the floor. Let's hear Tosfos' words. V'nira l'ri, the Bahaplegid, Rabbi Eliezer Sava Mechabed u'merabetz miskavin la'ashos gumos. He has kavana. While the Rabbanan Savri dey miskavin. So fundamentally they were arguing about whether the fellow actually has kavana also to make gumos in the ground. That's the position of Tosfos and Pesachim. What is the machlokis? There is another opinion which is going to be important for halacha lemaisa. There are quite a few opinions in the Rishonim, but we're going to zero in on the opinion of the Bali Tosfos in Shabbos on Sadi Heyomid Aleph. Tosfos Dibar Masla Mechabit VaMerabit has a different take. He says the machlokis between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer is whether it's inevitable that the holes will be made in the ground. The Chachamim say that when you sweep, it's not inevitable that holes will be made in the ground. Where Rabbi Eliezer says that it is inevitable. And for that reason, it's considered a psik resha. Reb Shimon Shkup in Shari Yosher and Shari Gimel makes a fascinating observation based on this thesis. He says, we see from here, if the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer were arguing about whether it's inevitable or not, then it's a very, very subtle question of whether it is inevitable that the holes will be made. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, it must be that most people, when they're doing it, don't have that in mind. If it's not even clear whether it's going to happen in the first place or not, then certainly the person who's doing it, whose intention anyhow was just to sweep, that individual definitely does not know whether it's going to take place. Yet Reb Eliezer prohibits it, and the Chachamim only disagree because it's not inevitable. Says Reb Shimon Shkop that this is a raya to a fascinating discussion, the poskim, that appears in Simen Shinta Zayin Sif Gimel, and that is the discussion of Safek Psik Reisha. And here we get to Halacha Lemaisa. Says the Taz, commenting on the Mechaber in Sif Gimel there in Shinta Zayin, if an individual has a chest, let's say a toy chest, and one of the kids ate ices next to the toy chest, and there's something sticky in the toy chest, and it's likely that there are flies that are inside. There's a possibility that there are flies that are enjoying the shirayim of the children's Shabbos party. Are you allowed to close the toy chest if you have a suffix that the flies are going to be caught? Safek psik reshe. Now, flies are only an iser drabanan because there's something that's not normally trapped. And your intention, of course, is not to catch the flies. Your intention was to close the toy chest because shal shu this time and guests are coming. In such a case, is it going to be mutter or not? The Taz paskins that it is acceptable, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way with a caveat. He says if we're talking about a din d'rabbanan, then when it comes to suffix psik resha, there's room to be makel. Reb Shlomo Zalman was makel halach l'maisa in such a case, also with other factors that were involved in Hilchos Sad. So, says Reb Shimon Shkup, this taz is a tremendous chiddush, because our case, according to Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, was a case where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were arguing whether it was inevitable it was going to happen. Certainly then, it wasn't the intention of the average person. And that is the case of a suffix psik resha. If the person doesn't know whether the event is going to happen, that's called a suffix psik resha. Halacha lemaisa, it must be that according to the psak on a level of dirabanan, we are not choshesh for Tosfos' explanation, Shabbos and Daf Tzadihei. We go with our Tosfos' explanation, or as well as the Ramban has another explanation of the Machlokis, but we see this beautiful observation of Reb Shimon Shkup on this famous issue, and Halacha Lemaisa issue of Safek Psik Reisha as well. There is another set of Halachos that's important for us to bring out that emerges from this case of sweeping on dirt. The Mechaber Paskins and Simen Shin Lamed Zayin Siv Beis, also the Chabed HaBayis, Elim Kena Karka Merutzaf, it's prohibited to sweep the house unless the ground is hard. The Mishnah Berurah comments that that only is in regards to the individual himself doing the sweeping. Amira Lenachri is going to be acceptable in such a case. This position can be found in Simen Reish Nun Gimel as well. The Ramah describes, based on the Trumas Hadeshen, that the halacha is that if in Europe it was cold during the winter, and one asked the Gentile to turn up the heat, which is mutter, amiru nachri b'makom choli is mutter, ha'kol cholim etzel hakar, it would be permissible to have the Gentile heat up the house. Adds the Ramah, it's okay if they heated up the house by turning up the stove, and that there's food on the stove, that it's inevitable that the food is going to be cooked. If you look at the language of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the source of the Ramah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, you'll see that the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be saying that in such a case, there we don't consider it a prohibition of Psik Reishay, because at the end of the day, you never instructed the Gentile to do the Malacha, and the prohibition of Psik Reishay does not apply in such a case. However, the Mishnah Berurah's formulation is a little different. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't formulate that it doesn't qualify as Psik Reishay, but he says that by Amira L'Nachri, we would be Mekel. There might be Nafkaminas in Lomdus between whether we would evoke the idea that he never even told him to cook up the food, and Psik Reishay doesn't make it as if he told him to cook up the food because it's inevitable, or we say it's just a heter of Amira L'Nachri. There is a famous question that Rav Elchanan Wasserman raised in regards to the conceptual understanding of Psik Reishay. What is the case of a Dover Shein and Miskavin? What is a Psik Reishay? A Dover Shein and Miskavin is the case in where an individual drags a bench from one place to the next, and it is possible, but not inevitable, that a hole will be made in the ground. A Psik Reishay is prohibited, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because it is absolutely inevitable and definite that it's going to happen. How do we understand this conceptually, raises Rav Elchanan? Do we look at it that since it's inevitable that the hole is going to be made, we consider it one conceptual action? There aren't two actions. Number one, that he's bringing the bench from point A to point B. And number two, that he's making a hole. But rather, it's one maisa. It's maisa A, B. It becomes one unified maisa. Or do we say that just like he was mechavin on maisa A, he was also mechavin on maisa B? This is Rav Elchanan's chakira. He has many nafkaminas. We have elaborated in the past in longer shiurim that it seems clear that in the Mishnah Berurah we paskin that a psik reishay is considered as if it's one action. And for that reason, a safek psik reishay, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is only going to be mutter in a case of where it's already an Isser D'Rabbanan, and combined, as Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, with other factors when it comes to the Isser of Tzeda. It is not the pshat that a psik reishay is just simply that once he's mechavein on maisa A, he's mechavein on maisa B. The Trumas Hadeshen said that that was the reason when it comes to Amira L'Nachri, that one could be mekel in regards to instructing him to do an Isser on Shabbos. We said that it was permissible in our case, Lahalacha, to instruct him to sweep on the ground because the Isser itself was only a function of the Psik Reishay. And we saw also that the Trumas Hadeshen said you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to turn up the fire even though it's inevitable that the food is going to be cooked. The Trumas Hadeshen says, because Psik Reishay doesn't apply if you're doing the action, because your kavana is not critical over here. The person who's doing the action and the person who's being mechavein are two different people. That's the argument of the Trumas Hadeshen. However, we don't paskin this way. We paskin a Psik Reishay makes it one maisa. And since when he instructed him to heat up, he was also, by definition, instructing him to heat up the food, it should be usur. However, the Mishnah Berurah did not say it's mutter because it doesn't qualify as a psik reishay, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter because we're not so machmir on Amira L'Nachri. So too over here. If we understand that the issue of sweeping is an issue of psik reshe, like the Mishnah Brura says, the reason why it's going to be mutter is because we're makel when it comes to amira l'nachri. However, this heter cannot be extended to other instances and say, since I am not sure that it's going to happen, therefore, by definition, it's going to be mutter, and I'll be matter all safek psik reishes, because it's not considered one maisa. Since I am unaware of the inevitability of that outcome, and therefore will be matter all safek psik reishes, not only on a level of derabbanan, even on a level of da'oraisa, no, that's not the pshat. A safek psik reishe could also be usur. Why? Because even though you aren't necessarily mechaveh, you're not aware, as we had started off with the beginning from Reb Shimon Shkop's observation, at the end of the day, even if you're not aware, still, if it's inevitable that it becomes one maisa, A-B, then in such a case, it'll still be part of the prohibition of psik reishe. And over here, the reason why we're mekel is only because of amira l'nachri. However, a safek psik reishe on a level of da'oraisa, we are going to be machmir. So let's put this in contemporary terms. If an individual is walking somewhere outside and he believes that there is a legitimate chance that he will initiate a sensor that will cause a light that is a prohibition min ha-Torah to go on, despite the fact that he is not sure, and you could argue it's a safek psik reishe, if the prohibition that we're discussing is a safek da'oraisa, it seems conceptually, as well as time after time after time, that the Mishnah Brura would be machmir in the case of a safek psik reishe. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from the Daily Daf in regards to safek psik reishe and some applications of sweeping in the olden times on Shabbos.